New research suggests that a common dietary supplement can help reduce the chances of getting prostate, lung, and colorectal cancers. The supplement, selenium, may even reduce the risk of dying from cancer. The study appears in tomorrow's Journal of the American Medical Association. NPR's Vicky Kuei reports.
Since the 1960s, several studies have suggested the trace element selenium could help prevent cancer. So Dr. Larry Clark at the Arizona Cancer Center and a team of researchers launched a study of their own 13 years ago to see whether selenium could help prevent skin cancer from reappearing. They signed up more than 1,300 people who had had either basal or squamous cell skin cancer. Half the people took 200 micrograms of selenium once a day for 4.5 years. The other half took an identical-looking fake pill. Dr. Clark says the study failed.
We found that there was no difference in the incidence of skin cancer between the selenium or the placebo group.
But when they looked beyond just skin cancer, what they found was amazing. The people who took the daily doses of selenium were much less likely to develop three of the most common kinds of cancer, prostate, lung, and colorectal. And the number of cancer deaths among the selenium group was half that of the placebo group.
It is the first study in a Western population to show the cancer preventative potential of a nutritional supplement. The other thing that's important about this study is that we were able to show that at this dose, it was very safe. There were no adverse health effects that we were able to identify.
Taking too much selenium can cause side effects like hair and fingernail loss and even gastrointestinal problems. Researchers don't know exactly how selenium helps prevent tumors. They suspect it's an antioxidant, which inhibits tumor growth, making it possible for mutated cells to die rather than proliferate. For years, doctors have dreamed about there being such an intervention, a pill, something simple and easy that people could take that would prevent cancer. But some researchers are skeptical. In an editorial in the same issue of the journal, Dr. Graham Colditz of Harvard Medical School says while there didn't appear to be anything wrong with the study, the findings are almost too good to be true.
It's way too good in a sense in two ways. One is that the benefit is seen within just a few years of beginning to take the supplement, which would argue that the agent is having an effect very late in the pathway to cancer. And the second too good is in some sense that it is a 50% reduction in cancer incidence and mortality, which all within 5 years is really amazing.
Colditz says there are too many unknowns. Because researchers don't know how selenium works, they can't explain why it seems to prevent certain cancers, but not all. They also don't know if selenium would benefit women. Only about a quarter of the study's participants were female. Another issue is whether the people in the study are representative of the rest of the country. All of the participants had had at least one bout of skin cancer. The same results with selenium might not occur among people who have not had skin cancer. And all of the participants lived in the southeastern part of the country, where there are lower levels of selenium in the soil. Most people get selenium through the foods they eat, like vegetables and grains. So Colditz says it's possible that people in the southeast have too little selenium to protect against cancer.
That the people in the southeast were below the threshold, but much of the rest of the country could, for example, be above it. We don't know that, and that is one of the issues I would hope is addressed in the flow of studies that I see is now needed to sort of fill in the rest of the picture around selenium and its role in prevention of cancer.
Tablets containing selenium are sold over-the-counter in health food stores, but Colditz and the study's authors both say it's far too early to recommend people supplement their diets with selenium. I'm Vicky Kuei in Washington.